that rolled a timber off of that log and rolled it off. And what they made out of, I think it was making paper out of it back in there. This, yeah, and in other words, these, you see this thin material that you have in this plywood, you know, that's making it out of. They would roll it out of it. And it had to be drawn, logs and fiber, logs like that, you know. They didn't use no pine logs to do that.
They got a big lumber business in Brown?
Yes, sir. That's the old one. But this is passed over. This is what I'm talking about, has been passed down.
Yes, ma'am.
When the Grimes had a meeting in a business.
What's
this?
Never mind, I'm just right
here. And so? That's it. So that part of the conference right there. Y'all be quiet.
Did you ever hear anybody say anything about your grandmother's doing? Do you know whether she had
it? No, I told you to be quiet for saying that. No, I haven't heard her say a word about it. But I knew my grandfather didn't have it because he couldn't even read and write. I knew that. And his wife couldn't read and write. She went to Tuscaloosa. I wouldn't have told her if it had been me. And you know, back in this time, wasn't even transportation, but train. That's the only way. This man came to the train station selling paper. And he said to her, and she bought one, but she knew she couldn't leave. And so another man was sitting inside of her. This is very funny.
Yes,
right. And he said to her, lady, what's the news? She said, I see where a house turned bottom up. He told her, so you got your paper bottom up. So you got your paper bottom up. But I wouldn't have told her if it hadn't been me, but she come on home and told us what the name. I told her she didn't need to have no pretense. It means she couldn't read, but we made it out like she could.
All right.
That's
fine.
It's really funny.
So you don't know anything at all about your grandparents on your father's side?
No, sir, I never saw them. I don't know none of my people on my father's side. Nobody.
So, I guess since your grandfather on your mother's side was born in Bibb County and your grandmother was born in Tuscaloosa County, they just moved for a short time to Tuscaloosa County where your mother was born?
Well, see, in other words, when my grandfather married my grandmother, he brought her here, you see, to Bibb County.
Right.
But the children, in other words, he lived there a while, because all the children mostly were born in the family. If y'all don't go down here and stop, I'm going to get somewhere I'll go. Here. And if you come in here, you're going to stay. And if you don't, you go on here. You don't have the children, do you?
All right.
I need to look around and grab them. And,
So they lived for a little while in Tuscaloosa County, where your mother was born?
Where she was born. And then they moved from there down here to Harrisburg. Yeah, I think so.
Do you have any idea of how old your mother was when she moved to Harrisburg?
I think she said she was 16 years old. I think that's what she told me. And she was 16 years old because I was born there and she married when she was 16. And we had come there. My grandfather had come there to farm here on that down in the street. In other words, it's called Major Hampton's farm. That's what it's called. But he was in the Hampton's settlement.